Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and unfortunately, we start off on a bad note. This past week, one of the great jazz performers passed away. Pianist James Williams passed away after a long battle with liver cancer. I received word from Ron Gill out of Boston earlier in the week, as well as the Dean of Music at Memphis University. And it's actually quite sad, but we're going to pay tribute to James Williams by playing some of the music that he recorded over the years and some of the music that he played as a sideman. Also in the news this week, another passing, the great sax player Illinois Jacquet passed away also in New York at the age of 81, and we're going to listen to some of his music as well. Let's get started with some music from James Williams from his album Sunnyside. And this is a composition that he wrote, and he calls it Havana Days.
Thank you.
that was music from Canadian vocalist Carol Wellsman from her album Inclined, and we heard Chick Corea's composition La Fiesta, featuring a nice sax solo there from Phil Dwyer. And before that, we heard music from the late pianist James Williams from his album Alter Ego, and a composition of James's entitled Havana Days, featuring Ray Drummond on bass, Bill Easley on various saxes and flutes, clarinet as well, Kevin Eubanks on electric guitar, Billy Pierce on tenor and soprano sax, and Tony Redis on drums, recorded in 1984 at Classic Sound Studios in New York. I had a chance to see James Williams on several occasions. Actually, he was here in Ottawa just a few short years ago as part of the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. But I remember seeing him back in the late 70s, early 80s, with Art Blakey's band, and he was playing with Blakey at the time, him along with Jeff Keyser. They were both performing around that period. And James was absolutely incredible because not only did he have Blakey on drums, but he also had Wynton Marsalis was in the band around that time, Billy Pierce as well. So it made for a formidable group, and James certainly did add quite a bit. He taught quite a bit in Memphis, and I believe his number one idol on the piano was Phineas Newborn, and he made many efforts to promote Phineas's music over the years, and I think he did a good job of it, and I know that he will be missed by many of his fans. He was only in his early 50s when he passed away, but it came as quite a shock to a number of people this past week, as we found out, and word started getting across the internet to various news groups of his passing. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some new music from Ron Kaplan from his album Jazz Ambassadors. Let's listen to his version of Stella by Starlight.
The song a robin sings through years of endless spring, the murmur of a brook at eventide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme, that Stella by starlight, and not a dream. My heart and I agree, she's everything on earth to me. Thank you. the song Robin sings through years and years of endless springs. The murmur of a brook at eventide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme is delved by starlight and not a dream, my heart. And I agree, she's everything on earth there is to me. Delved by starlight, delved by starlight.
It's amazing, you know, that song is only 1 minute and 30 seconds long, and it's just incredible how much you can fit in to that time frame. That was Betty Carter with an amazing band backing her up, Kenny Dorham and Ray Copeland on trumpet, Melba Liston on trombone, Gigi Grice and Jimmy Powell on alto sax, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Sahib Shihab on baritone sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Specs Wright on drums. I don't know quite who the producer was on that number, but it was recorded quite a number of years ago by, I think, one of the great vocalists of our time. And just before that, we heard Ron Kaplan and his version of Stella by Starlight. Well, this past week, I mentioned earlier that Illinois Jacquet passed away at the age of 81. I'm going to play for you now some music that he recorded during the 1940s. And a lot of people think that this was the pinnacle period for Illinois Jacquet. We're going to start off with Blue Satin, recorded in New York, December 14th, 1949. And before I go on, I just want to mention that many people know of Illinois Jacquet from his blistering solo when he was with Lionel Hampton's band, of the composition Flying Home. Now, I'm not going to feature that today, but that solo certainly stands up there with the solo from 1939 by Coleman Hawkins, Body and Soul, in terms of intensity and drive and beauty. Just incredible. Anyway, we're going to listen to Blue Satin, Stay Away, and My Old Gal. My Old Gal is from 1950, but Blue Satin and Stay Away from 1949. And some of the people that appear in these bands include Joe Newman on trumpet, Henry Coker on trombone, Ray Perry on alto sax, Morris Simon on baritone sax, Russell Jacquette on piano, Shadow Wilson on drums, Sid McKinley on vocals. The list goes on and on. There were quite a number of personnel during this period. So let's listen to Illinois Jacquette and remember what a great musician he was.
Every care you've caused me. Don't you know you've lost me? So stay away.
Tell her, how can I show her that she's mine? What can I do? I know she loves me, 'cause when she hugs me, she really thrills me through and through. My old gal won't put me down, and she treats me like a clown, but I love her just the same. It's a doggone low-down shame. It's a doggone crying shame.
From 1950, that was Illinois Jacquette with My Old Gal, Sid McKinney, on the vocal. And just before that, we heard Stay Away with Joe Bailey on the vocal, from 1949, and we started off the last set with Blue Satin. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. We're going to continue now with some music from vocalist Nina Freelon, and this is from her excellent CD entitled Soul Call. The reason I'm going to be playing Nina's album is because it features James Williams in a trio as well as a duo setting. And we're going to start off with the Betty Comden, Adolph Green, Julie Stein classic Just in Time. And this one features James on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. And then we'll follow that up with a medley which includes the Richard Rodgers Lorenz Hart composition entitled You're Nearer, followed by the traditional tune Nearer My God to Thee. And then we'll follow that up with Amazing Grace. Now, You're Nearer and Nearer My God to Thee features Nina Freelon with James and Ray Drummond on bass. It's a beautiful arrangement. And Amazing Grace features Williams, Ray Drummond, and Ed Thigpen, along with Greg Field on tambourine. It's a beautiful arrangement as well. So let's get started with Nina Freelon and her version of Just in Time.
I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. Love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life. One lovely day, just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and I know just where I'm going. No doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time. Changed my only life that lovely day. Just in time. then my head is to my pillow, nearer than the wind is to the willow, dearer than the rain is to the earth below, precious as the sun to the things that grow. God, to thee nearer, to thee even though it be a cross that raiseth me. God, to thee.
I see.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come towards grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead
Nina Freelon with Ray Drummond on bass, James Williams on piano, and Ed Thigpen on drums with Amazing Grace. And just before that, we heard You're Nearer and Nearer, My God, to Thee, and Just in Time, as we do a tribute this afternoon to the late James Williams. And we're going to continue now with vibist Ted Biltzeker. Now, Ted recorded an album called Unicycle Man a few years ago, and it features Bob Mincer on sax, James Williams on piano, Dave Mead on drums, and Harvey Schwartz on bass. It's actually quite a group. And we're going to listen to a composition called Take a Moment. All the way from Argentina, that was the Ernesto Dimitruk Quintet. With Ernesto on guitar, Javier Yolanzo on piano, Carlos Marariago on acoustic bass, Jose Golzani on drums, and Mario Guzzo on percussion. And as I look down at the notes here, I just realized that I'm translating from Spanish on the fly, so that's kind of testy when you're doing this live. We just heard a composition written by Ralph Towner of Oregon, probably the most requested and most famous of his compositions, Icarus. This is taken from Ernesto's new album entitled Por la Noche. And just before that, we heard some music from vibist Ted Piltzeiger from his album Unicycle Man and Take a Moment. Well, you're listening to In Transition on CHUO. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to take a trip now to Sweden and listen to the Werner Lindgren Project. This is a group that got together and recorded an album of simply gorgeous music. It's called Moving in Dance, the music of Lars Werner and Kurt Lindgren. And we're going to listen to a composition that's dedicated to Benny Bailey, and it's entitled Back Again. And following that, we're going to listen to an all-woman band known as Wild Mango, taken from their album Oba. We're going to hear the title track.
Thank you. pas moi, c'est pas moi, c'est pas moi, c'est pas.
Wild Mango with Oba. And just before that, we heard music from the Werner Lindgren Project and Back Again. Here's some music from a sax player who has been on the road and in the studio with Jimmy Buffett for many, many years. And now she's trying to make a name for herself. This is one of her CDs that was released. I believe this one was from 1999. She has, I believe it's two or three other recordings out at the moment. Her name is Amy Lee, and she's been a sax player with Jimmy Buffett. And I'm going to play for you a track from her album entitled Inside the Outside. It's entitled Consider This. And then we'll be back with a special treat. Oh, what a lovely piece from Amy Lee. Song entitled Consider This, taken from her album Inside the Outside. We're going to go back in time to a period when big bands and orchestras were touring across North America to sell out audiences and playing some great jazz. We're going to start off with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra from 1940, and we'll listen to a composition written by Ben Webster entitled 71. Then we'll listen to Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra from 1940 with Solitude, composition written by Duke himself, Eddie DeLange, and Irving Mills. And after that, we'll listen to the Benny Carter Orchestra from 1934 and Everybody Shuffle.
Thank you. that will not die. I sit in my chair, filled with despair. No one can be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying, dear Lord above, send back my love.
Trip to the Bass there with music from Benny Carter and his orchestra from 1934. We heard Everybody Shuffle. And then before that, from 1940, we heard Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra with Solitude. And then Teddy Wilson and his orchestra from 1940 with 71. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Now we're going to move a little bit ahead with some music from guitarist Pat Martino. From his album Think Tank, released on Blue Note, we're going to listen to Earthlings.
Thank you.
Whoa, that was music from Larry Carlton from his album Sapphire Blue, and we heard Friday Night Shuffle. And before that, we heard some music from Pat Martino from his album Think Tank and Earthlings. Let's switch pace here with some music from the famous Czech bassist Miroslav Vitus. We're going to listen to a lovely composition from his album Universal Syncopations on ECM. This is Faith Run.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard some new music from Canadian pianist Brian Brown, the Brian Brown Trio. From Brian's album, Blue Brown, we heard Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. I'm Randy McElligott. I've been your host for the past 2 hours on In Transition. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30. Have a great week. Bye for now.